That which Rami Chama said. Hachi, this way. Because we learn from Avodazar, the Ada Oven Maisa Begufin, until you do an actual act in it. That's when you're going to be Chayv. Avon Meza Chayv, Skila Me Hekesha, from the Hekesh Ta Atu Behemtacha, the eldest Hekesh that we made of you and your animal earlier. The Hekesh that we made earlier. Mikatani Hachti Yuko, this inference is Diuk, the Daikina that we inferred. Ha Ein Chayv, Yachayv. Dilmo, perhaps, Hachi Kamar, this is how you're supposed to read it. Amachal Badarvash Chayv, and Ashagosu Chata, is that which a person. So b'chal something which, if you did b'shogi b'chayev chata, chayev nalsi don't know skila, then you're chayev for a mezid skila. Ha, dover she'en chayev nalsi gosu chata, but something which you are not chayev for doing b'shogi, doing it with negligence chata, then yesh mehen she'chayev nalsi don't know skila. There are those which you would be chayev skila for, if you did it b'mezid, intentionally. Yesh she'en chayev, and those which you're not. Umay niyo de chayev, and why there are those ones which you are chayev. Or alzi donu skilo, ve'in chayv el shigosu chatas, and that which ones are that you are chayv for them if you do b'mezid skilo, but if you don't, if you do it b'shogeg, you'd be chayv, you wouldn't be chayv achatas. That is mechamer, and mechamer is where you're leading a donkey which has a load on it. Farmila avuo, the Rav Mori bar Chama lo garsin, and it's not the proper girsa. Why? The avuo the Rav Mori is Isser Kiyura Shmei. His name was Isser Kiyura, and. This is Rashi, at least Lishikasu, who holds that this is from the daughter of Shmuel, who was captured by pirates, and when he and she became pregnant before he converted. Uman de Garis Le, the one who is Garis, and his Garis Basri, has the Gersa afterwards, Hachi like this. Lach Lishna Basri, according to Lishmasa, Kasha Hach de Rav, Achshiler of Mori Bar Rochel. It's a Kasha that which Rav had to, we had to say that Rav made, said that Rav Mori Bar Rochel was Kasher. Umina before said the Bava, then appointed him in a position of authority. Achmilsa Mesechus Yivamis, see that the whole case is in Mesechus Yivamis, but Porsi is Belaz, Porsi in Laz is called a minuscule, it's a ministry. Hey, Moshaitim, like police officers. Vafal Gav, and even though Domer Meir, Komasim Lashat Mesim, El Meker Vachacho, that any position that you're, of authority that you're putting in Klai Yisrael has to be from a Jewish ancestry. Hi, Kevin, the Imam Yisrael, since his mother was a full fledged Jew, Meker Vachicha Karinen, we call him. As having full-fledged Jewish ancestry, it's enough. Azaris Mises Bezdin, Tishar Malachos Tishabas Nami Mahaykra Nafka. All of the Malachos and Shabbos we learn now from this pasuk Nafku. Azhar the warning. Hilkach therefore Azaris Mises Bezdin Nitin. Therefore, the warning is a warning which does is applicable to something which would lead to execution. The law onish misa, but you're not getting punished by death. Elim Kain Hizir, unless you because we don't punish them by death unless there is a warning in the Torah first. Therefore, the main point of why we have this warning in the Torah is for places where the person would be executed for it. I say that's what's written there for Lola Malkus and not for Malkus. This is Mesechus Makos. We say this. I feel a lot leka is not even considered a lot. Why? The ilah is who a malacha shall yodo. Because if it's coming to warn you on malacha. That you did that's done by you and through his animal, then also that's what's coming for. Then going mechamer, for example, like mechamer where you're leading a loaded donkey, then look to lo sasa kol malacha ubehemtecha. It should say you and your animal should do no malacha. My ato, what's the actual word ato? It's mashma ato levatecha, like just you on your own ubehemtecha levada and the animal on its own behemte. That's the malacha hanasas alidei behemto. That's the malacha which is done through his animal. Lo machayv inak mechayv. A lav gomer, lukos alav, a complete lav that in order to get malchus on it. To una klis chuches, she'ein nitlin b'yodah, you're not allowed to move them with your hand, and dichon la'ar, so put them on the ground. Vanan t'nayim, noitelis ha'kelim k'en nitlin, b'klis chuches nitlin hein, and glass kelim are allowed to be moved. V'lom alim matir, I said, chaval, why do you have to just undo the scraps and let it fall? The umni make his dam, it's from bloodletting, she'ein ruin l'shabbos, l'kum not fit to be used on Shabbos, or anything l'fisha me'usim, because it's disgusting for a person to use it. V'hom avatel kli karim exhaustless. The pillows and the cushions, kishmenichen nachas davarish ein nitel. When you put them underneath something, you're not allowed to move them. Avatlan mehechana, you're undoing their ability to be used. The shuvlo yitlam misham, you're not going to take them anymore from there. V'dami l'saiser, that's something which is comparable to saiser, the malacha of saiser. The shilfi zutri masos katan small loads sheshemit hakayim etachdem. You can just slip out the pillow underneath from underneath them. The knife and the alakayim sheni fall into a second pillow. V'chein ad shemegiin la'aretz, and so too until you're going to reach the ground. You have like a pile of pillows over there, and you keep pulling out one under another, after another, until you get down to the ground. A shoshios is shosuchus of glass, mashish, belaz is called mashish, and laz, it's a pile of it. Even though they would, these pieces of panes of glass would break. So you see, it's forbidden to put pillows and cushions underneath him. But it's just these wide panes of glass. They're not vessels. You may use them for window panes. Became the lekka. Say the b'shvirasan, since there's no loss in them breaking. The second lehitach, the chetichas katanis. At the end of the day, you're just going to make them into smaller pieces, anyways. Lo sharu lahevi karmel handichin tachem. We don't permit you to bring cushions and put them underneath them. Tevel lo chazile the muksahu, because it's muksa. If you look kainim lo chazile, it's not even fit for kainim. Umay afal bishem mishtarim holakup. Say that there's no loss. Mal the same. Lahev some wood. Nami chashashu. You might think to say that. For a small loss, we're also choishesh for yavi karim b'niach tachtehem, and you should bring cushions and put it underneath him. The havadai iasher below hefsim mua. It's not. It's impossible that there's not going to be some small loss. Shenitzaisas nitazim b'shirasa, because the little shards are going to shoot out when you're broken. Chain and roin akumish are not going to be fit to anything. Shalif is a masi shal tvu shal tevel. It's a burden of a load of wheat that's tevel. V'hanan tenayim b'dvash nitel b'shabbos. Honey's allowed to be moved in Shabbos. So my lo rotzel l'farka. Why didn't anyone not want to unload it? Shehidvish hechmitz it's spoiled. L'may chazi v'may icy rabbi gamliel. Why is he bringing them at all? L'ketito l'gamli l'kostas shal gamolim ridish duda. It's a we use it for medicinal purposes on a wound on a camel. And the that we say in the Mishnah, but there was and something which you're not allowed to move. Mashani, we answer, the jars and jugs are going to break when they fall to the earth, when they fall to the ground. Something that's going to fall on them, become and you're undoing the kli from its usage. Because then in that day, it's no longer going to be usable for anything. And since there's Tzar Bali Chaim involved in the here, and the prohibition of making a kli unusable, that is only the Rabbanan. So the assay of causing pain to an animal should push off the Rabbanan of making a kli unusable. The Tzar Gamliel holds. Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. He holds it's only the Rabbanan Tzar Bali Chaim causing pain to animals. It looks like he'd be able to see it. It's a machlokes in the second parak of Bava Metzia. The Meshavshish Lebrei Agaba the Chamer B'Shabbos and Shabbos Shasher Atino for the just playing around with the child. Kam Shemesh Mar B'Bali Chaim. It's nine in the Mishnah tells us L'Rochon Agaba Behemi Nel the Ryan an animal who didn't call Tashmish and so to any other usage. Studen She'ena Markiva Olav. I'm not putting him on it to sit on it. El Meshavshol Tzidei B'Gaba Only. Rubbing him on the side of it. That's not the normal way of using it. The Rabbanan Logosif and the Rabbanan did not make a decree against doing this. By law, Bechaver Gavalki, the Havel Hutzonim, which is the sides. Gavalki is Ashkanis. What's that? It's Chaver Gavalki is Shtayim Bechubaris Yachad Beretzuis. It's two saddle sacks tied together, attached with straps. And you put it on the top of the donkey. Zumikam, one on each side. So you have to take them off. Together, you have to come close to the donkey, and you rub against it, and then you end up resting, leaning your body on the side of the donkey. It's two which are not attached. There's a little hook, metal hook at the top of the strap. There's a small little peg over there. And it's like we do to this. Thing is attached, which is called a singula. It's a type of strap that you put around the stomach of the animal. You only have to pull a little bit. And the peg comes out. And then they separate from each other. It's used for these jugs of wine. They have these chains of a rope. And you put one ring into another one. If you take a bent piece of wood, a small bent piece of wood, cotton, small one, machnisa b'pnimi, you stick it into the inner one, b'shuvin the yoytze, mechera doesn't come apart. Ukshibol asalkon, when you take it and you want to remove them, the moishach ha'etz elov, you move the piece of wood to you, v'him enachten zemizem v'neifel, and they can separate and then they fall down. Shtayim b'yidei odem v'achas v'ilon, gabi sukkah tenan, by sukkah We say the Mishnah Shekshere Begimel Defon. This is kosher with three walls. The Moshe Shteim Kol Chasuk made three properly. The Shlish is also Be'ilon. The third one's made in a tree. It's Kshere. It's going to be kosher. Defon is Lo Echpat Lon and Mechubaras. And we don't care if the walls are attached to the ground. What didn't Kulan Nikbois Be'ilon? So to the halacha would be if all three of all the walls of the sukkah were attached in the tree. But how did Nakat Shteim be the other? Now, which we say two done by person by human. The Shlish is also Be'ilon. Time of the Adam, that's Rebusa Hashmina, teaching us a bigger chiddush. That feel hachad. Even so, in elul lechol v'lishon, boy, so sukkah, you can't go up to sleep and eat. And that sukkah binyanta while it's binyanta. Why? Because shesachah kosher b'dafneha, because the schach is tied to the wall. B'nishan aleh, and it's resting on it. V'mishtamish al schachah, and you are using on the schach b'noisin kelev, and you're putting your kelev on the v'dimsim mishtamish b'ilon, and it comes out that you are using a tree called Knisa the Sukkah, Nakat the Lashon Aliyah. Any entrance into a Sukkah is we use the Lashon of going up. Why? If Yisrael Ruben Noisin Sukkah Sein Berosh Gagan, Muslims used to make their Sukkah on the roof. The Bekama Duchta Tani Bahach. That's a number of places we say like this. Ain Matzrichin Lo Solalos. We don't force them to go up. Amar Lahem HaOilam Helam the Sukkah. Take it up to the Sukkah. I will marry who as a Kalim, or we say you take down the Kalim. Bechein Harbin is so too. There is many different examples. Why Rashi had to bring three examples of one? These three, and I don't know. My love, dochak be ilon ba'oisu be konim shel defonos, and you're sticking at these reeds of the walls, but the kovim and the holes shenak of harbi beguf and shel ilon, you made a number of holes into the wall of into the body of the sukkah of the tree. And then you put schach on top of it. Shuv al oisin defonos, and you put the schach on top of those walls. Kumakom en kan tashmash, when there's no actual usage, and lebitzi de ilon, just on the sides of the tree. The kfir of the ilon, la nofa fel yonim, to the upper branches, hita le tzad ilon acher, you bent them towards another tree, vechein shel zeh lezeh, so to the other one, back to the first one, the koshan, and you tied them, to koshan me lo ilu, tied each one to each other, mehem nasa doif, and that's how you made the walls. And my olon lo biyon, the bahari has schach nishon olo, but the schach is leaning on it, vahu mishnamish, when you're using the tree. Hachir yasin, elamai, tzdodin, asurin, soif soif am I oil and lobby on top el hasan bigavsa prask kono shene gufi dofen ba alma shavya gavsa prasono that's ilan shano from harbi has a lot of rates in its studden it's got many branches coming out of this the sides was fashion the kind of goes in the different directions so shavya dofen ba alma you're speaking into a wall in the circle well some of sakhalin but you not rest the skach on top of them lohi nokit gavsa pras kono. That is, we say you gave this example of Shavke Kiddikah Sukkah Daitach, and we didn't leave it like our original thought, but the kafi when you bent it over. The Lishni in answer could go into Loi Samach Haschachala, and we'll give an example. You didn't put the Schach, for example, you didn't rest the Schach on it. Vishim the Kame, the Dayfim Ravi, who since it's the fourth wall, Shane Sukkah Sukkah is not needed for the Sukkah, the Hobbi Gimuk Sher, because the Sukkah is Kashar in threes. Veschach Namilo Samachla, and you didn't put the Schach on it. The Lo Tarachla Mebeloi Dayfim. He didn't make an effort to make a wall. Therefore, we went and made a case where it's talking about this particular case of gavsa pras kana. It's a tree which has many branches coming. Mamelahu below tircha and just came out as the fourth wall without any effort. My lab b'hokam if we gave a going to dochak b'ilon. So you carved out in the tree and moisiv kana b'tzadim. You put the poles into the sides. So sikach chalim and put the schach on it. The havelit mishnamish b'tzadim. It comes out. You're using the sides of the tree. When you stand on your day, schacha. When you use it with putting the schach on it, the ilo b'ha. Please, if you're not arguing this, but my mukmi pluktayu. Why are you going to say that the machlokas is the ha kuli al masari also l'shtamishu ilan? Because everyone holds it's also to use a tree. Amar abaye inami b'hachi pligi. If they're arguing in this, lekel remember the srile. It's sudden mutter. You can't say that they hold that using the sides of the tree is mutter. Tahani love sudden. That's not called the sides. Let's see it's sudden. That's like it's the sides of the sides. There's some extra thing in between. It's not the tree. It's not the thing exactly on the tree. It's something on the thing that's attached to the tree. Shakonim and the sunim and the kavim sudden because the poles which are put into the holes in the tree are the sides. Vasichuch hanois and algabim tzidit sudden and the schach which is on them is the sides of the sides. But tzidit sudden pligin as the whole machlekes if you are is mutter in that case or not.